Last October, the JW Westcott II sank while attempting to drop off and pick up a pilot from a tanker. The JW Westcott's captain and a crew member died in the accident. The Coast Guard has concluded that the captain misjudged the effects of the water and the waves surrounding the tanker. However, the Coast Guard's report and an earlier report from the Transportation Safety Board of Canada found several contributing factors. The JW Westcott II was early. There was no communication between the two vessels, and the tanker hadn't slowed down yet. The Coast Guard's report recommends changes in training and procedures for how the JW Westcott II approaches, meets, and conducts transfers with ships. Since the accident, the JW Westcott II was pulled up from the bottom of the river, fixed, and is back delivering mail to the passing ships. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.